Kerry Stokes has always loomed large over Perth, but he's set to become even more powerful. Mr. Stokes's Seven West Media has announced it's in talks with News Corporation to buy the tabloid Sunday Times. The merger would hand billionaire Stokes a monopoly of Western Australia's major newspapers. Anthony Stewart reports.
Perth's Sunday Times has been in print for 119 years. Bought by the media baron Rupert Murdoch in 1955, it's still owned by News Limited. But today, its future is unclear. The tabloid's major rival, Seven West Media, has announced it's in talks to take over. Sean Cowan is a media analyst at Curtin University.
It's been an important voice for people for well over a century now, and I think it's a sad day for Perth, and I think it's a sad day for journalism.
Seven West Media is controlled by the billionaire Kerry Stokes. It already owns the only other paper published in the state, the West Australian, and holds a large stake in the Seven TV network. If the sale proceeds, Mr. Stokes will have a virtual monopoly on major newspapers in the West.
It really is blanket coverage from Seven West Media. Again, no reflection on Seven West Media in making this comment, but I think everyone would agree that diversity in media is important.
Like most other news outlets across the world, the Sunday Times has suffered from falling circulation, losing roughly 100,000 readers in the last 5 years. Seven West Media's takeover bid has been slated for the last 12 months. The chief executive, Tim Warner, made it official with a statement to the ASX.
We see the potential for a positive and growing future for the Sunday Times brand, which has been and will continue to be a part of the fabric of this great state.
Sean Cowan says although the Sunday Times masthead may survive, operations will have to be consolidated.
It couldn't possibly be an independent publication. The reason for buying a competitor like that is that there are some synergies in the business, so you're able to make savings in terms of jobs.
The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance understands more than 30 of the Sunday Times' 50 journalists could face the sack. Martin Turner is the union's WA president.
Clearly, the revenues that are able to be taken from print media in particular are not sustaining media as we have come to know it in this state. And that now, the result of that in the current situation is that the print media will be dominated by one company, which in any jurisdiction is not the ideal scenario.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has announced it's reviewing the sale. The union wants it to consider the impact on media diversity in the West.
We will be putting our case certainly in regards to media diversity and our concerns simply for jobs within the media. In terms of actual influence, we would hope that they would weigh up the impact on such an isolated city as Perth.
The ACCC will make a final decision on whether to approve the sale of the Sunday Times in late July.
Anthony Stewart.